record of their feelings or of how Bnei Yisrael as a whole looked at his actions. Shmuel HaNavi, the author of Sefer Shoftim, did not include this in his writings. It is possible that by now they understood and accepted what he was doing. It is also possible that the entire episode was still a wonder to them, and he didn't attempt to explain anything. Shimshon returned to serving Hashem in the manner he had done prior to his departure. He busied himself with learning Torah and doing mitzvos. Vayehi miyamin bimek tzir chitim, vayifkot Shimshon es ishto bigdi yizim. It was after some days, at the time of the wheat harvest, that Shimshon remembered his wife with a kid goat.
No, no, I say. I won't let you in.
But I've brought this present, and I wish to give it
to my... Keep your present. It doesn't pay to make up with her. Look, Shimshon, there's something I must tell you. Something you don't know. It wasn't a quick judgment. I thought it over many times. I saw how angry you were at her, and how much you hated her. I was sure you weren't going to return.
All right, all right. Get to the point.
I have given her to one of your Philistine friends. Her younger sister is better than she. You will be able to train her in the ways of your Torah more easily. I'll give her to you instead.
What? How could you dare do such a thing? I'm not interested in your lengthy explanations. I'm leaving. The Plishtim have no right to allow such immorality within their midst. There is no justice here. They are all deserving of death, each and every one of them. Here, I have reached the marketplace. Plishtim! Plishtim! Listen to me, and listen to me good. There'll be no blaming me this time. Whatever evil befalls you, you have brought on yourselves.
He's a madman!
Beware! That ought to shake them up. Surely they will consider this a personal feud. Whatever I do to them now will never be blamed on my people. It was no coincidence that I chose the season of the wheat harvest to return here. They will now pay dearly for their actions.
Let me slip it in, and there. The last of the torches has been fastened. Imagine, in just a matter of moments, each of the 150 pairs of foxes I've tied together by their tails will run on its own separate course of destruction. The torches I have placed between their tails will ignite everything in their path. It's the dry season. Everything is flammable. Go! Go, foxes! Let the fox who walks backwards take revenge from the Plishtim who have stepped back on their treaty not to oppress the Jews. Go! 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 Something's wrong. The animals are out of control. The countryside is in an uproar. Flames are burning all around me. Fear and confusion everywhere. I must go tell the general. The fires are coming! The fires are coming! Beware! Beware! General Bichel!
General Vishnu! Open up! Open up, General!
My goodness! What's all that noise out there, Twisty? It sounds like the holiday season.
General, the country is in an uproar. There are fires all over the countryside.
Well, shut the door. It's giving me a headache. What happened, Plishti? It seems to be a terrible catastrophe.
Yes, General. Nothing like it has ever happened to us before. Fires all over the countryside.
How much damage was done?
We can only estimate, sir. It seems that a great part of the nation's produce has been destroyed.
Oh, no. There'll be a shortage of wheat.
Not just wheat, sir. We've lost vineyards and olive orchards as well.
Are the Jews responsible for this?
No, sir. Eyewitness reports say it was Shimshon who released the burning foxes throughout the land.
For what reason?
He is outraged. His father-in-law has given his wife to another.
Then it is his fault that all this has come upon us. Why did he incite his son-in-law's anger? Come, we will punish him by burning him and his daughter alive. That will pacify Shimshon as well. Well, what do you say, Plishti? The flames have done their job. All right, men, we can...
Wait! General, look! Over there!
Why? It's Shimshon! Careful, men! Be prepared for anything!
Are you used to acting like this? Then I shall take revenge of you, and then stop! Look what you have done to my wife and father-in-law!
Plishti! Watch out! He's attacking! Our men are quite capable. We can watch them fight him from a distance. We'll be safe over there. Quick, follow me!
Coming, General! I'm right behind you!
He's about to attack! Men! Men! Defend yourselves! Defend yourselves!
Dropping like flies. They're no match for him. Look how he's slaughtering all our riders. He's killing all our foot soldiers. His pace, his technique, his style.
Enough, Plishti. I get the picture. How many of our officers are left?
Major Behema and Captain Khaza. Make that Major Behema.
Major Behema will get him. He's a Major Behema.
10 silver pieces says he won't.
Well, 20 says he will. Want to match that?
I'll do better. 100 pieces and my best horse, the off 50.
Well, all right, it sounds reasonable.
That's it. I win. Pay up.
Nonsense. We hadn't finalized.
Well, that was some battle. I've never seen anything like it in my entire life.
Which may end abruptly if we don't get out of here. Let's go! Plishti.
Thank you. nations with deities, the scars are mine. The years have taken their toll. I defiantly exist in an alien society, investigating why and where have you gone. See me suffering so greatly now. I want to cleanse myself, please show me how. Like an eagle with its young, the way he hovers over. Like an eagle in the wind, graceful oh so high, scrutinizing with his eyes, gently watching over, nesting on the earth. His throne is in the sky. I beheld the light through the darkest tunnels of misfortune, with a divine spark, a warm heart will survive. Now my spirit's back, as a deer cries for water. I thirst for you, Hashem, you will not let me die. See me suffering so greatly now. I want to cleanse myself, please show me how. Like an eagle with its young, the way he hovers over. Like an eagle in the wind, graceful or so high, scrutinizing with his eyes, gently watching over, nesting on the earth. His throne is in the sky.
General Fijo, the delegation from the tribe of Yehuda has arrived.
Good. I've been waiting. Send them to me at once.
We bring greetings from the tribe of Yehuda, General. We wish to ask you why you have encamped your army here in Yehuda and have spread out against Lehi. Are we not your servants? Why have you come up against us?
We have come against you so that you'll take Shimshon prisoner and deliver him to us. We have reason to believe that he's hiding in your territory. You're the mightiest tribe in Israel, and we expect nothing less than success. Get him and deliver him in our hands.
men of Yehuda. I am here, hiding in the cave of the Rock of Etam. Why have you come?
We have come to speak with you.
Shimshon, do you not know that the Plishtim are rulers over us? What have you done to us? The Plishtim are threatening all of Israel. Your actions are puzzling. We know that you are a great man. They have asked us to turn you over to them. If your deeds have been according to the Torah and inspired by Hashem, then we are not allowed to comply with their request. But if you are fighting a personal vendetta, you are endangering all of Israel in your selfishness, and halacha mandates that we give you over. Tell us, Shimshon, why?
My brothers, this is my own personal war. As they have done to me, so have I done to them.
We have no choice. We must bind you and deliver you in their hands.
Just one thing. Now that you have judged me to be a rodent because I am endangering all of Israel, even you are permitted to kill me. Swear to me that you will not strike me down.
We will not. We will tie you up with these two new ropes and give you over to the police team. But we will not put you to death. Let us go.
General Fichol! General Fichol!
What is it, Plishti?
Look!
What? What do you want? I don't believe it! They've got him! They've got him! Plishti, is he bound?
As far as I can see from here, sir, it looks like they've tied him with two new ropes. Not just his hands, his arms as well.
Forget it. He'll never escape that. Men! Men! Rejoice! Rejoice! We are going to get our revenge! Rejoice! Look at you now, Shimshon! 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 Ah, you miserable Shimshon! Now we're gonna get even with you.
I'm sorry, Shimshon. We are halachically bound to do this. We must turn you over. I wish there was something more we could do. This pains us greatly, Shimshon. We cannot help you. You're on your own. Only Hashem can save you now.
So, Shimshon, you thought you could escape us, huh? Well, now we'll get our revenge. Whoa, what's happening? He's snapping the ropes off his arms. They're tearing like burnt flax. Man, do something. Do something. He's about to break loose. Do something. No, you fools. Not now. The bonds have broken off his hands. He's going to pick up the jawbone of a donkey. Be careful. He's going to use it as a weapon. Men, he's attacking! Defend yourselves! Defend yourselves!
Now you Plishtim will get what you deserve! You are all deserving of death for the sins that you have done! General, hundreds of our men have already fallen. Let's get out of here!
I'm right behind you, Plishti! Let's go!
Ah! 998,
hey.
999, 1,000. With a donkey's jaw, I have piled them up. With a donkey's jaw, I have killed 1,000 men. Now let me toss this jawbone away. There, let that be a sign to the Plishtim. I have rested my weapon. As far as I am concerned, our feud has come to an end. I will call this place Ramat Lehi, the casting away of the jawbone, a name that will commemorate this great victory and constantly remind the Plishtim that I have ended my war against them. What? What's happening? Something's wrong. I have no strength. I'm so thirsty. About to die of thirst. I must have sinned by saying that I killed the Plishtim. I should have stressed that this victory was performed completely by Hashem. Even though I considered myself nothing more than Hashem's tool, this was wrong to say. Hashem, you have given this great victory through the hand of your servant. Shall I now die of thirst and fall into the hands of those who do not keep your bris?
Brothers of Yehuda, look at Shimshon. He's dying of thirst.
Wait a minute. Look at the jawbone. Something's happening to it.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a miracle. Its socket is splitting. Water is coming out of it. Shimshon is able to drink.
Hashem, you have saved me. My spirit has returned. This place will be called Ein HaKoreh, the fountain that came about through the prayers of the one who called to Hashem.